At station, I hope to hear you again soon. I'm the 2OSR.
Well, I have every intention of hanging around, causing trouble and tormenting the threat.
The thing that makes you happy, definitely.
That is where you do AV, walking mobile, the list.
KGKMD, bye, boss. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Rich.
So, I've been working in EDU, and I do there is a change in propagation during the eclipse. We think the stations or working stations aren't having real DX, but normally you wouldn't find much state time for TV is. But it's there.
Knowing nothing. Less than death. Some punches smaller than sun. Want some of the sunspots have an impact on proposition. But this is a general rule of thumb. The more sunspots, the better the proposition. I was in pollen through my floor, and no such thing as logic would improve the proposition, not in it.
Yeah, I think one of the questions was, would the ionosphere start to move up even in that momentary couple of minutes? But, normally 80 meters would be quiet, and I believe it's going to actually start to get a little quieter than now. But on FT8, I had Delaware, Virginia, Michigan, and I'm not sure I'd normally been able to work those at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on FT8. Anyway, interesting. It was not quite as dark as I thought it was going to be. But I did look up with glasses, and it was such a small image I could barely... It was the dark glass, I could barely make it out. But it was a fun day.
I'm walking around, so I get a good look. And when the sun is on the front of my clouds, I get a really good shadow. And I've been noticing it seems to be sharper than normal. When you see about it, particularly about 15 ago when I think was at the peak of Fury, the sun is much smaller. So the sunlight is coming from a smaller source, and that would make shadows sharper. And I believe I noticed that. Then I realized, the smaller source of a point source. And then I realized the source had never occurred to me, even though it's obvious in my face. Thought of that had never occurred to me until I had thought.
Any idea what that sound is? I can't tell if it's a piece of equipment. I'm not sure. It's like somebody playing the drums, but I don't think it's man-made.
Well, I believe the vinyl meter was worked on within the band for 10 hours. And it's possible there is something causing that effect, although I have absolutely no idea what is that kind of noise. But I assume the receiver does not have any kind of microphone to keep the modulating the signal. I think it's just, go in or mouth. Something local in the receiver stack. But that's what it sounds like to me.
It's like thunder crashes. Yeah, I don't know about the shadow. I would think also that you don't have the, I'm not sure if it was during the time when you had the corona, and now you have more of a beam of light rather than a avoid the slightly different angles. So, I don't know. Interesting thought.
That appears to be a very interesting culture of Europe. But in that, there was my component in full swing. Any partial swing, the sun is still too bright to see any corona around.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is instead of a full surface of the sun being out, even if it's a 90% coverage, so now you have 10% of the sun beaming down, and I would think that would be more focused than a full sun. So what else? What do I know?
Yeah, I'd like to wait for answers. What do I know? I followed up my little wall. I assume that the eclipse that partial eclipse that started, things were a little different. It was just there's a little bit light. And then I saw my shadow and I said, I could swear that's a little sharp and normal. But other than that, most of the parts were all exactly what I expected, exactly what I saw before.
Yeah, Lou, go ahead.
Yeah, way too rich. So I've been running Whisper on 40 meters from this morning. And I was being heard basically on the eastern half of the United States. Now, during the eclipse, I picked up Europe and I picked up New Zealand. They're hearing me. Whether that's the natural progression of the day or related to the eclipse, I don't know, but what I'm going to look for now is, as the eclipse sides, if my contact gets, lesser distances again, or not, so I don't know, it's really close to, too close to sunset, maybe, but anyway, I ran this, because they were looking for a lot of activity, and Whisper gets logged, so that they can go through their logs. And I'm also recording, so I'm transmitting about once every 10 minutes, these 2-minute transmissions. And then during the remaining 8 minutes, I listen and I report up to the database I'm hearing. So hopefully they can sift through all this data at some point, maybe years from now, figuring out, who knows.
Okay, Lou. Oh, that cloud noise seems to have momentarily gone away. Rich, are you aware of the fact that Dave Lumberman and I took a shout out the ship for a few hours last on Saturday?
I think you mentioned it. Wasn't that where you were looking for the rifle range also? And Lou, I don't know if you're picking up that noise. It's almost like static crashes, but, you know, hopefully that's, unless it's coming in from one of the receivers or something, but it's been on most of the day. But head over to you and then on to Lou.
I am looking at the shadow now of my extensive grip antenna. And the losing the sharpness going back to the blurriness that I remember fully well from days, hours, and for sure.
Yeah, Rich, I see it now. I'm watching the screen. That's coming in from the receiving system, the voting system. So I don't know. Somebody's keying up using the UDPL, right? Yeah, I'm watching. I can see it coming on and off as I'm speaking. Also, it's off now, but it was quick hit just before. There's another one. So I don't know if you're hearing that. So, that's the VOS in There's another one, yep. In Glen Oaks. No, I don't know if it's fair. It's, you know, you've got to listen on the inputs and see what's going on. And yeah, I was surprised at the sense of, or lack thereof, of darkness. I looked up at the thing, and when it was at the maximum coverage that we would see, we had just a little bit of a exposure on the bottom, looked like a little smile. You know, I knew that was the maximum we were going to see, and it didn't look too dark at all. So, I guess the difference between what we're seeing and totality is really pretty dramatic. I don't know who gets it. Rich, why don't you take it?
Yeah, that static has been on all day, though, so, something maybe in the voting system's not working. Yeah, I was surprised. You know, you would have thought 90% would be pretty dark, but it really wasn't. But as I said, I had quite a bit of propagation on 80 meters. And it looks to be pretty strong right now even, which is kind of surprising because, as I was talking to you, I just worked, what did I work? 83Y, you know, probably. I noticed I worked Delaware before, but that's not the normal daytime, so obviously not the best. It's just a piece of candy.
I also appreciate the subjective effect that, you know, while we're accommodating the changes anyway, we kind of like have an AGC circuit in our brain. And that's part of it, too, subjective. I imagine it's on instrumentation, you see that drop more significantly than we're perceiving it. Rich?
Hold on. We do have it, you see. It's called the iris of your eye.
Exactly.
Okay, Rich, now.
Right. Well, the only other thing that I found is interesting, and I've got my window, my Venetian blinds are open, and so so the darkness and lightness was changing my screen on the computer, but I actually began to feel nauseous. No, I'm teasing, but I began to actually feel nauseous during the eclipse, and I'm questioning whether I'm coming out of that nausea now. I wonder about the gravitational pull, how different that was.
I don't believe any gravitational pulls are affected at all. But the moon and the sun are constantly going around the Earth. That emission is regularly no effect. It's just a little more than a general matter.
A little girl can drop.
Yeah, you got quite a bit of noise on here. Your signals are in and out right now. But, you know, we have the tidal influence of the moon also, gravitationally related. During this part of the lunar cycle, I mean, basically, we have the same position, but just go up a little bit directly in front of the sun. I think somebody said there's a 5% delta between the lunar orbit and our orbit around the sun, so that had the lunar orbit around Earth slightly different, we see an eclipse each month, but that's not the case, so. So I don't think the gravitational effects are any really different than it would be every other month, but, you know, of course, you have the tidal effect, so. Ed, you want to try it again? I don't know if you're in a better position or what the deal is, so give another shot, NY2H.
Here's the story. I know this is written at the 5 o'clock. Let me go in the house, get ready, and in about half an hour or so, I should be virtually under the pier in my ear. So you gentlemen, enjoy, I'll be back, be afraid, very afraid. Over the ridge, WD2GAD, clear, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Hi, it's 7-3. Yeah, you know, I don't know the gravitational pull, but on the other hand, you have a change in the center of the weight of the Earth as so many people went kind of to the west coast or followed that line from Mexico up to central United States up to the north. So a lot of people left the east coast and maybe it's due to balance off a little bit. Lou?
Well, I can't. I don't think it's that significant. I've got the Dion here. No audio on the TV, but right now there's like a drone or a helicopter view of the back of building in Manhattan. There's a bunch of people on the roof looking. So, and there you go. One thing was, my son was trying to get a picture on his smartphone, and even during this, the maximum would come out as a circle of signals that was going on. And I guess on the phone you really can't control average.
activity along the 100% path that was actually funded by NASA to study the environment and the temperature up to the hot levels of the atmosphere. So there's a lot going on. A couple of bloodsport kinetics. One of these cows did in the war just stopped 20 and another one landed way farther south, so there's no doesn't look like it's going to be able to land on the last day. There's a balloon got launched up like rockets.
life without being rewarded. And that's just kind of a stab in the dog. Something more than an educated guess at best.
Yeah, I guess that's so. We're the only person we have, right? We've got to tell them in this life. We have to feel that we have to find all of them in this life. That's the way this is going to be. Why do you say this is true? Here's the story of the people wanting life for them. Or something that you need to tell them.
Well, the point is, we know that it works for him. The odds are pretty good if there was another flag that had the same, you know, critical calamity. Odds are that some form of life developing are pretty good. Studies have shown that given the Earth's environment, development of some primitive form of life is not all that terribly difficult. Now, having it evolved to the point that when they are smart enough